So how do we go about mastering these strategies? Where do we come up with this? I mean, we weren't taught this in school, that's for sure. No one said, hey, take wealth building 101. So how do we go about it? And the answer is simple. We use modeling. You remember, one of the things I talked to you about earlier that has helped me to be effective in various areas of my life has been getting role models, finding people that are effective and finding out exactly what they do. That's all you have to do in this area as well. You need to find people that are successful financially and find out exactly what they do on an ongoing basis that creates that success. In other words, they aren't just lucky. In order to get this result, they're doing certain things on a daily basis, and it's a lot simpler than you can imagine. Hey, I turned my entire life around financially in less than 12 months. I was the guy in that 400-square-foot bachelor apartment. 12 months later, I had $1 million net worth. That's not a small turnaround. I moved from my little 400-square-foot bachelor apartment to my castle. All of that came from modeling successful people financially. So there are lots of strategies. In the short few minutes that we have here, I can't obviously cover all those strategies with you in this tape. That is a study within itself. But I will tell you this. If you're interested in developing absolutely effective plans on how to start from literally zero or a small amount of investment and build significant wealth, financial abundance in your life, that's specifically what a good portion of my life has been focused on, and I've interviewed and developed the strategies and modeled the strategies of some of the most successful people in the country, and I know how to put it across simply. So if you want to know about that, please do call us because we do seminars on that specifically. And you don't have to come to our seminars. There are other people's too. There are other books. Or you don't even have to go to any seminars. You can go and meet these people directly and model them yourself. You can find people in your own neighborhood, people around you who have done extremely well, and find out exactly what they're doing that makes it work. Become like an investigator. Become like a hunter, and your prey is now wealth. And what you're going to do is stalk it. You're going to study its habits. You're going to notice where it goes. Really follow this prey. And then don't kill it. Make it your pet. Take it home. Make it your friend. Take good care of this pet, and this pet will take really good care of you. Gosh, if you can make earning money and developing wealth fun, you can't believe what'll happen in your life. It doesn't become your whole focus, but it becomes a part of what creates joy for you in life. And while you're doing it, by the way, you're adding value to other people's lives. Because the only way you can possibly make money is to create an exchange of energy and value for other human beings. That's the only way it can be done. And by the way, once you've really studied and you have developed a plan to develop wealth, the only thing you're going to need in addition is a good vehicle. And again, part of your plan should be how to get that vehicle, how to develop something for you so that you're earning money even while you're sleeping. How would you feel then? Instead of feeling like every day there are things you had to do just to keep up, just to support your family, just to have a certain level of lifestyle. So developing not only a plan, but the right vehicle is very, very important. And again, that's things that we teach and things you can learn on your own by modeling other people. But that is wealth wound number three, failure to get an effective strategy for consistent wealth building. Here's wealth wound number four. This one's pretty simple. Failure to consistently follow your plan once it gets set up. See, there are people who actually have developed a good plan. They've got some good role models. They've worked really hard. They've studied finances. But they don't get themselves every single day to follow through. Like, for example, I'm sure you've heard about all the different kinds of programs where people teach people how to get rich overnight. And you know what? Some of them really would work. A lot of them don't, obviously. A lot of them are scams. But some of them really do work. The problem is people don't work them. They go to a seminar and they learn how they're supposedly going to build something financially, but they never follow through. It's mind-boggling. But the problem is they don't have what we're teaching you, which is how to get yourself to follow through, how to condition yourself so you consistently take those small steps that create huge financial abundance. I mean, one of the simplest examples that I can give you is one you probably already know about, but the question is, have you followed through on it? And that is the whole principle of compound interest. You're familiar with it, aren't you? Gosh, if you're not, you need to introduce yourself to the principle. What it basically says is this. If you take a certain amount of money and you set it aside, and all you do is allow that money to continue to bring you interest. In other words, you lend it to a financial institution or make a simple investment, a very secure investment, and you get a return of, let's say, 10% or 16%. Now, by the way, when I say that to some people, they say, oh, you couldn't get a secure investment at 16%. They simply don't know the strategies. There are people whose net worths are over $100 to $500 million who will tell you that anyone, even with a very small amount of money, can earn over 20% annually on their money in a very secured way. In fact, that's part of the strategies that we teach in our money seminars. But the point is, let's just say you took a small amount of money. Let's say, for example, $325 a day, $100 a month. And all you did was invest that and got 16% return on your money. And all you did was do that every single month. In other words, every day you followed your plan. You put a little $3.25 away, $100 a month, and you invested it at 16%. What does that mean if you don't take that money out and you really stick to your plan? Answer, after 5 years, what you have is $8,000. After 10 years, you've got $21,000, just at $100 a month. After 15, over $41,000. After 20 years, you've got $75,000. And after 25, you've got over $125,000 by investing $100 a month. Now, maybe that's not going to make you wealthy within 25 years, but we're talking about a simple little thing you could do every day that would be absolutely painless. Hey, let's say you decide to be a real big spender. You said, I'm going to be a major investor. I'm going to put a big $6.50 away a day. That's right. I'm going to cut down on a few Pepsis. I'm going to cut down on a few boxes of cigarettes, whatever it is that you'd spend that on, and I'm going to actually put that away and invest it each month. That's a whole $200 a month in investments. Again, at 16%, check this out. After 5 years, at only $200 a month, $6.50 a day, you've got almost $19,000. After 10 years, without touching it, simply $6.50 a day, investing it the way we would teach you to, real simply, you'd have over $60,000. After 15 years, $150,000. After 20 years, over $350,000. After 25 years, you have just under $1 million just by putting aside $6.50 a day. See, the biggest reason most people don't make money is not because they can't figure out how to do it, but because they don't follow through. They don't do those simple little daily things that can make them successful. And again, this is not the only way to be wealthy. This is just a nest egg. This is not learning all kinds of active strategies. This is not learning all the ways you can build wealth through additional income. This is just taking the small amount of resources that any human being can virtually get their hands on, and you can develop it. That is a major wound, not following your plan. Obviously, what we teach you is how to be able to get yourself to follow through in anything, especially a financial plan. Here's wealth wound number 5, relying on experts. You go, what do you mean, Tony? I mean, who else can I rely on? Take a wild guess, yourself. You've got to get to the point where you have enough expertise that you can make your own financial decisions. If you don't, you are going to experience a major financial wound, and it may kill you financially. It may destroy you financially and create something like bankruptcy. I'm speaking from experience. I was in a position where I thought, I don't want to have to deal with this money stuff. I don't care about money. I just want to go out and help people and do my thing. Yeah, well, I got a company and stuff, but let somebody else handle all that. Well, I let them handle it all right. And I woke up a few years later, $758,000 in debt. I mean, try that on for size. When you've been working and doing 270 seminars in a year, every day giving 100%, caring about people and not paying attention. And I got good advice from good people. But the bottom line is they gave me advice that wasn't effective. You've got to know. I'll tell you another area you better become an expert in, and that's taxes. Because the tax laws are changing so often, and even the experts who are supposed to be able to tell you exactly what to do can't agree. So either you give up and hope everything's going to work out well, the IRS won't buy that. If there's a problem, they're going to come see you, not your accountant. So if your name's on the line, you better know what's going on there. Otherwise, you could get yourself in big trouble. And if you know what's going on, you can pay the appropriate amount of tax and not more than the appropriate amount of taxes that are out there as well. Hey, listen, you want to know how important taxes are? 1/3 of all the wealth you're going to earn in your lifetime goes to the government in taxes. 1/3. Best you learn to manage that effectively and not overpay. That's not being intelligent. That's not being patriotic. Listen, if you want to help your community, take that money and invest it directly in a charity or something you really care about directly. Don't overpay simply because you don't know what the rules are. Just remember, you're going to spend more money on taxes than you'll spend on your children's college education or virtually any other investment you're going to make in your life. So it makes sense to understand this area. Again, I'm not saying just go out and only be a self-study and don't get any input and don't get any advice. I'm saying bear in mind that the decisions that you make financially are your decisions. You will pay the price or you will reap the rewards. So best you understand them.